Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deepish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today, we're diving into our work for Andromeda Robotics. Don't introduce the technology, introduce the relationship. There's a mistake that almost every technology company makes. They spend all their time explaining the technology, instead of explaining what it's like to live with it. People don't really care how many sensors your product has, or how many patents, or what AI model powers it. They care about one question: what's this actually going to feel like? I was reminded of that while working with a robotics company called Andromeda. They'd built something genuinely remarkable, a companion robot named Abby. Not a warehouse robot, not a factory robot. A companion for people living in aged care. Immediately, that creates a branding challenge. Because everyone already has an opinion about robots. Some people think of science fiction. Some think of automation. Some think of replacing people. Very few people think comfort, companionship, warmth. And yet, that's exactly what Abby was designed to provide. Our brief wasn't really to launch a robot. It was to introduce a personality. That changes everything. Imagine meeting a new person. You wouldn't walk up and list their specifications. You wouldn't say, "They're 1.7 meters tall, weigh 70 kilos, and have an excellent memory." That's not how humans meet. You tell a story, you create a conversation, you make an introduction. We realized Abby deserved exactly the same treatment. Instead of making the exhibition stand feel like a technology demonstration, we wanted it to feel like the first meeting. The stand itself became bright, optimistic, and welcoming. Lots of warmth, lots of color, very little intimidation. Because if people hesitate to walk onto your stand, they'll never discover how good your product actually is. One of my favorite pieces from the project wasn't digital at all. It was a deck of conversation cards, simple questions. What's your favorite season? What's a holiday you remember fondly? Tell me about someone who inspired you. What's your favorite place in the world? They sound almost too simple, but they completely changed the interaction. Instead of asking visitors to learn how the robot worked, the cards encouraged them to have a conversation with Abby. And that's when something interesting happened. People stopped evaluating the technology and started experiencing their relationship. That's a completely different emotional state. It's easy to forget that good branding often isn't about adding information. Sometimes it's about changing the first question people ask. Instead of, "What does it do?" the question became, "Who is she?" That's a much more human place to start. Everything else flowed from there. The messaging, the exhibition graphics, the photography, the banners. Every piece was designed to make the technology feel approachable before anyone worried about the technical details. There's a line in the case study that I still really like. Introduce the robot the way you'd introduce a friend. Because that's exactly what we were trying to do. Not pretend the technology wasn't sophisticated. It absolutely was. But sophistication isn't what creates trust. Familiarity does. The more familiar something feels, the more willing people are to engage with it. I think that's becoming one of the biggest branding challenges of the next decade. We're surrounded by increasingly intelligent technology, artificial intelligence, robotics, automation. Most companies are racing to tell us how advanced their technology is. I'm not convinced that's the most interesting story. The companies that will win will be the ones that make advanced technology feel comfortably human, not by hiding the engineering, but by translating it into something people can emotionally understand. By the end of the project, we hadn't just built an exhibition stand. We'd built an introduction, a way for people to meet Abby without fear, a way to replace uncertainty with curiosity. Because sometimes the first conversation determines every conversation that follows. And that's something branding has always been really good at. Thank you for indulging us in today's Shallow Deep Dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.